I suppose we likely have all heard the playful axiom, you are what you eat, which of course is not to be literally observed, but is making the point that with respect to our physical bodies, the quality of food that we eat impacts how we feel and the energy that we have. If you eat good food, you feel good, you feel healthy, you have more energy and you're able to do more. And conversely, if you eat poorly, you don't feel as good, you have less energy, and you're able to do less. Well, that same kind of a principle that what we put into our physical body is important because it's transformed into energy to do our daily activities is also going to be true in the spiritual life. And in today's gospel, we hear Jesus explicitly refer to himself as the bread from heaven. Jesus himself is the bread of life. And this now, in the sixth chapter of John, is pointing clearly to the teaching of Jesus on the Eucharist, that he is going to become for us true food, true spiritual food, to help us on our journey. And the whole purpose of the Eucharist and of Jesus as the bread of life has to do with this principle of transformation, that as we receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, we are called to become more and more like him. We're called to be transformed unto Christ. And this is really the assistance that we have to consummate and fulfill our baptismal promises and our baptismal vows. Because when we're baptized, we are baptized into the life of Christ, and that then becomes the goal of our life, to become like Jesus. And the Eucharist then is the spiritual food to help us in this process of transformation. All of which is going toward the Pauline version and summary of Christianity, which is to say, we're baptized into the life of Jesus Christ, we live with Jesus, we suffer with Jesus, we die with Jesus, all so that we can rise with Jesus. For St. Paul, that is what the essence of being a disciple and being a Christian really means. Regarding this process of transformation, today's first reading gives us an absolutely beautiful account and model of how the process takes place. Because we can see in the recounting of the martyrdom of St. Stephen the direct and immediate parallels which are made to compare the similarities of the crucifixion and passion of Jesus with the martyrdom of Stephen. Jesus was brought before the Sanhedrin, before the chief priests and priests, to give an accounting of himself. Stephen was brought before the elders and the scribes. Jesus, before the Sanhedrin, looks up to heaven and says, "You will see the Son of Man seated at the power of the right hand of the Father." Stephen today, we hear, says, "I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father." Both Jesus and Stephen are convicted to be executed by death. And in the midst of their execution, Jesus says, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Stephen says, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And finally, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And Stephen says, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." But the parallels are very clear and very obvious. And the whole point is that Stephen has become so immersed into the life of Jesus that when you look at Stephen's life, you are seeing a reflection of the life of Jesus Christ. And this is truly meant to be the purpose of every single baptized Christian's life. That when we look at one another, we would see a representation and an echo of the life of Jesus himself, which is headed on a one-way path toward the Lord's resurrection. And this really is the great gift of the Eucharist that we have in our life. I suppose now as we're talking about this sixth chapter of John, which really is all about the Eucharist, it is with a sense of sadness to be able to share it with you online, but without the possibility of receiving Holy Communion. But I think it really invites us and reminds us at this time that we're really being given a special grace to really cultivate our hungering appreciation and longing for the Eucharist for that day when we can return. To know that Jesus is the bread of life who is helping us fulfill our baptismal vows and to become like him. And secondly, that we would also know and trust in faith that in this very unique time that this gift of the grace of communion and the grace of transformation that God gives to us in the Eucharist is also something in a unique way in this time that He can grant us as we make our spiritual communion. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God truly to give us the grace that at this Mass, by participating at this Mass, this grace of communion and transformation would be received by us and would be witnessed in our life as we strive to conform ourselves more and more perfectly to Jesus, just as Saint Stephen has done before us. Amen.